USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bill is coming soon. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promising that the text of a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill will soon be available as a team of senators continue to hammer out that final text. The package is expected to be more than $1 trillion worth of spending on core infrastructure projects like roads, bridges, water systems, and broadband expansion. And fire officials in Oregon and California have been able to make progress against two of the largest wildfires currently burning in the West. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is now up to 74% contained. That fire has burned more than 646 square miles in and around the Fremont-Winneman National Forest. Authorities were able to cancel some evacuation orders in northern California, as they've been able to slow down the Dixie Fire. The blaze has already destroyed 42 homes and scorched more than 380 square miles. Firefighters have been able to get it 32% contained as of Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A federal moratorium on evictions expired late Saturday night, with millions fearing that they will soon be forced from their homes. Some adding that it also adds to the risk for COVID spread. Brad Bernards reports.
Anger and frustration mounted as President Joe Biden showed no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight Saturday. One Democratic lawmaker even camping outside the Capitol in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congressman James P. McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Rules Committee.
Research tells us that if someone is evicted, they are most likely to move in with friends or family or into a shelter. That only increases community spread and leads to more infections.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said Sunday that the White House and members of her own party were to blame for the moratorium's expiration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help Central American countries address them. The plan coming as apprehensions at the southern border are at a 20-year high, with more than 1.1 million recorded in the first 6 months of 2021. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd said he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
If you look at the strategy, it's very flowery political speech. That's all it is. There's no substance to it whatsoever. They talk about the what, but they don't talk about the how. They talk about what they want to accomplish, but they don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.